This morning, President Trump once again commented about the removal of Confederate statues, a process that cities and states have sped up since the violent skirmishes and death of a protester in Charlottesville, Virginia, last weekend. The president tweeted, "Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments." White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon is also making headlines today after several interviews. He told the New York Times about statues. "Tear down more. Say the revolution is coming. I can't get enough." Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, can we start with statues? Because
sure.
As historians are rushing to explain, and as we said in our backstory segment yesterday, most of the Confederate statues were erected in the Jim Crow era or during the Civil Rights era in the 1950s as a direct challenge to civil rights. You know, blacks equate them with the statue of a Nazi being erected after Germany losing the war. Is this more of President Trump appealing to his base?
This is a part of the president's strategy to make sure that the people who are still supporting him continue to support him. And there are strong indications that they do and they will. It also shifts the focus away from talking about white supremacy, white nationalism, ideas of that kind that clearly are losers, and even the president realizes that, to talking about something else. Let's have the conversation be about statues in the park. Let's talk about people who have respect for some of the heroes of the Confederacy, who, as you have already mentioned, are viewed by many people as not so much heroes of the Confederacy as defenders of slavery.
Yeah, well, and then you have Bannon. He ran Breitbart News, which he said was a platform for what he called the alt-right. He mentions the statues in his comments to the New York Times. He said, "Give me more, tear down more statues. I can't get enough." While he told the progressive journalist Bob Kuttner in Bannon's phone call to the Liberal American Prospect, another very long interview, that the far right is a bunch of clowns, a fringe element. Take those two comments. Tear down the statues. I love it. The right, they're clowns.
He also goes on to say that he wants to see Democrats continue to emphasize race and identity. That's what he means about tear down the statues. He wants to see the Democrats make that their calling card in American politics, race and identity, because he then goes on to say, "I will crush them with economic nationalism." Mm-hmm. Now, he dismisses the people he calls ethno-nationalists, or that's maybe another way of saying white supremacists. He dismisses that group specifically as a bunch of clowns. Mm-hmm. He does not necessarily extend that to everyone who some people might call far right. After all, at Breitbart, he called that publication the publication of the alt-right, which right. Some people would conclude in far right.
Right. We'll talk more about his call to the American Prospect magazine. His friends are saying, you know, Bannon didn't know it would be turned in an interview. He had called to compliment journalist Robert Kuttner on an article about China. Others are saying Bannon is no Bambi. You know, he knows what he's doing when he calls a journalist and has this extensive conversation. So what did we learn? Talk about what he said about China, about North Korea.
We should understand it was surprising to many people that he would call Robert Kuttner, who is a well-established progressive voice of decades and decades long standing. But there was a point on which Steve Bannon was actually an admirer of Robert Kuttner's writing, and that was with respect to China and what China is up to in terms of the world economy and why the United States needs to view China in a particular way. Bannon called him up to say, "You're nailing it. Keep it up." Now, he, as you say, is no innocent when it comes to talking to journalists. He talks to journalists a lot. I think a lot of people would be shocked at how much Steve Bannon talks to journalists. So he knew perfectly well that he was going to be asked questions off the subject of China, and he did wander quite far off the subject of China himself in talking about some of these subjects that we have brought up. But Robert Kuttner had pleased him with respect to some of the things that Steve Bannon wants to do in opposing China.
But what did we learn? I mean, he says, you know, we're going to run the tables on these guys, meaning China. He said of North Korea, that's just a sideshow. Really? You know, feels pretty serious. He talked about how he was working to remove people from position in the government, people that he wanted replaced with hawks. He talked about how they're fighting every day in the administration.
When he talks about hawks, he's talking about trade. He's talking about economics. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about military hawks necessarily, because in Steve Bannon's world, you want to de-emphasize military opposition or a military conflict and emphasize the sense in which we are in competition for China. He said, one of these two countries is going to be the world hegemon, in other words, the dominant world economic power in 20, 25 years. And he wants it to be the United States, but he fears that on our current trade patterns path, it will be China.
Yeah. Well, one wonders how the acting assistant secretary for East Asian and Pacific Affairs at the State Department feels, because he said he's ousting her and getting hawks in there. But also, just briefly, the fighting that he talked about, as if everybody's kind of squared off in their corner in the White House battling.
Yes, the way he portrays life, not just in the White House, but in the administration as a whole and across the federal government as a whole, is a struggle where Steve Bannon is trying to replace people, as he very frankly said, with people who agree with him about this economic war, de-emphasizing some of the more military conflict, de-emphasizing some of the more political conflict, and putting the emphasis where Steve Bannon, the former hedge fund manager and Goldman Sachs executive, thinks it ought to be, which is on competition with China in Asian markets.
Okay. We'll post the interviews at hearnow.org. NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.